Hi everybody, this is your girl Erica L from Brown Girl Table Talk. Just wanted to let you know that we're coming to you raw and direct with our new segment, and it's called We Didn't Make This Ish Up. It could be any kind of ish, it can be any kind of shit, it can be any kind of stuff, whatever the situation is. It can be some affirmations, it can be accolades, it can be ups, it can be downs, whatever it is. But just know that whatever comes on We Didn't Make This Ish Up segment, meaning just that, we didn't make this shit up. So we want you guys to join in, listen, leave questions, leave comments. I want to hear from you all. Like I said again, this is raw and direct, uncut. We're not looking for anyone to be like, oh, what's the topic for today? No, it's none of that. This is all raw, uncut-ish that wasn't made up. Every week we'll be bringing forth a segment, even if we have to do two, because sometimes people have a lot of shit going on. And so that, with that being said, we want to make sure we bring forth the realness of We Didn't Make This Ish Up. Looking forward to your comments, questions, feedback, whatever. Thank you. This your girl, Erica L. from Brown Girl Table Talk. You remember when we talked about we ain't make this ish up? Well, guess what? Our segment is coming to you live and direct. Uncut, uncensored. We have nothing, no holes barred. So I got my girl Courtney with me today. We're going to go off. Hey. We got some ish that we need to get off our chest. You hear me? It ain't good ish. It could be bad ish. It could be any kind of ish, whatever you want to call it. What's up? What's up?
All
right.
What I want to talk about is that I didn't make this shit up. First of all, is my sister coming over, popping off all my damn paper towels. Okay, so I don't know whether or not you guys are rich, or you guys grew up in a certain type of household. Well, I knew one thing: we always had to use that same paper towel twice. So what I want to know is, do anybody else have an issue with that shit?
You know, look at here. Now, if it's a spill, you might need some browning. It depends on what kind of paper towels we talking about here. Are we talking about the Walmart?
Down here, got a couple of fans, the ones that beat, the big thing, you know,
you
get a lot, the Dolly
Roll. The Dolly,
you know,
okay.
You get the size, you can get two. It's got a big job, but just that one small one for your little hands and stuff. Well, when I was at home, she popped off six for a two-bathroom run.
She pop off six for two bathroom runs.
So she pissed twice.
Okay.
She drank a lot of beer and she drank a lot of liquor. So what has happened to George is that she was going back and forth and we actually ended up getting into it. And the reason why we ended up getting into it because I'm not rich. And you know, most black homes don't even have paper towels.
Okay.
You know, you wipe your hands on your jeans after the bathroom right along.
Okay. And not only that, like, you know, if you got paper towels in the bathroom, first of all, you know to pop that shit off only one time. That's it. You'll need six of them in the black household.
Then I get to her house and she got a little thin napkins. So of course, I put my wing on about 48 and picked them all 48 and trashed them bitches. Listen, I got
an
ass back.
Okay, it's that pet. Look, is that petty or what? Is that petty?
That was petty because I'm petty. Let me tell you, I don't do get back, but I do petty get back. So it'll be something petty, but it will be get back, though.
Okay. Well, we resolved it. Do you have anything else to say? Don't go to Courtney's house no more pulling that paper towel shit. You grab one paper towel and hold on to that shit. I don't care if you put it in your pocket or whatever. Put it in your pocketbook. with something. Tuck it under your titty, whatever you got to do. But don't come to go to Courtney's house pulling all them paper towels in one day.
I don't know more. I don't know more.
Oh, you got the restaurant. You know, okay, that's even better.
But let me tell you, once you talk about the issue with your real people, and you be able to conquer the issue. Now, I was part of the other day, yesterday, walking out, patting her jeans. Do it like we always do it, like the black people do it. If you don't care, twice, two times to the front.
Two times to the front. Okay, two times to pat, pat.
Yes. What else we got to talk about, ladies?
You know what? It's a lot of ish going on. It's the holidays. You know, everybody trying to, this cuffing season. You know how everybody rolling. Everybody want a gift. Everybody want that Birkin bag or something. What's going on? You know. We might need to have to get a man on the line one day, but you know, I hope a man, if it's a man out here that's going to be listening to this right now, I want you to chime in. Let us know what's going on. We want to know. Simple as that. We want to know why you just want the sex, and I give you my Cash App hook, and you don't
want
to use it. Right.
Well, you said it.
But we understand what she's trying to say. We understand.
Well, thank you, because I'm sorry, because I don't want to call for my meat. My meat need to call behind me. Men don't like to travel. I got so much of itch I can't make up. But yes, my biggest issue is the inconsistency of men and the lies, and they don't want to pay no more.
What's a good lie?
What's a good lie? To me, the number one lie I think we all hear from men is, I want a loyal, compassionate, honest woman. Yet every man say this, and that is not what they also give out. So what they're asking for is not what they're willing to return. As far as like, okay, if you say to her, yeah, I just want you to be honest and loyal, and she does that, but then every time she finds out you're hiding something, you lying about something. And I think with men, the biggest thing is, I think every woman would be okay with a man telling the truth. So if I first meet you and I know that this is going to be a sexual thing, then say that up front. Don't take my choice from me. Because men will make you think like, oh, okay, you know what I mean? This could be something. Yeah, I want to deal with you on that level. But then when you get to that level, they tell you things like, oh, well, I'm not ready.
I felt that in my shine out just now. I felt that. Ooh. Had a quickening.
But it's the truth, though. This is what they do. And then they get mad because, and this is why a lot of men always look at women and they call us tricks and hoes. But you got to understand, we as women, we love for free. So therefore, when we love you, we don't want what we would want from somebody that we consider a trick or a sugar daddy. We want your heart. We want your time. We want your effort. But when
I want your cash.
You know what? You preaching the gospel, and this is, we living in a day and age now. We don't have no time for no bullshit, for real. Like I said, we ain't making no ish up at all, period. Right. All you have to do is confess and say, you know what? I'm not really looking for a relationship right now, But, you know, if we can get an understanding, if you up front with me, I'd rather for you to be up front with me and then let me make the decision. Because then that gives me an opportunity. You play your cards and deal them how you want to deal them, and I'm going to play mine how I want to deal them. But as long as we got that clear understanding up front of where we going to go, then we good. But like you said, you know, niggas be wanting loyalty, but they don't want to pay the price for it. You know?
And you know what's so crazy? Because they think the price is a Louis or a Gucci bag. They think the price is a nice wig or some bundle. The price is actually just being honest.
Yes.
Me personally, I can accept anything anyone tell me as long as you tell me from the gate. Tell me up front. Then I mean, and that's just being honest. And this is where a lot of the problems come in. This is why you have so many men as well as women these days killing behind their significant others and the people that they're laying down with because they're being fed lies.
Right.
They're being fed deceit. And it's not just men, so let's not get it twisted. It's the women too.
Right. Deceitful.
I feel like we are held on a higher pedestal. If don't nobody else know how to speak their mind, it is a woman. So I feel like for a woman to lie to a man, oh, you already a clown. You just as lame as that nigga that you playing with.
Right. And you know, it's just deceit, plain out deceit, deceitful. And you know, that's evil. Like when you deceiving somebody, like that's the worst thing. I hate for a nigga to come in my face and tell a bold faced lie. I hate when people lie.
Right.
Don't let me catch you in a lie.
When you know something about a dude, you know something about a man, and you don't necessarily come out and say it, but you give him enough hints for him to tell the truth, and he still look at you and he lie.
Mm.
Like you don't already know what you're talking about.
Mm, yeah.
Because when you're asking for them to be 100, they feel like, if I ask, you know, I ask bad questions, what they call bad questions, like, who did you speak with last night? Or have you had sex in the past 14 days? Because if the rubber bus, I need to know that you got to go back and track people down. Like, I need to know. I'm afraid of just catching something.
Right.
So you
have that candid conversation.
Without nothing.
You have that candid conversation.
We ain't got no time for no community penis. Right. We don't have time for.
What you call it? The community what?
Penis.
Yes. You know, and it's a lot of those out there.
Well, it's so funny. Does anybody think that it's funny that most men are named community penis? If we think about it, most communities really don't give anything to the community, but they fuck everything in this community.
Yeah.
I think that's funny how they just all lay a plays a part. Like, you'll never get back to this community.
Right.
You'll never be all up in everything that happens in the community.
Well, you know what? That should be a question added to the list, Courtney. Ask them when the last time they volunteered, when the last time they went to the soup kitchen, when the last time they gave somebody a ride and didn't expect for $5, you know what I mean? When the last time you gave somebody a light when they needed a light for their cigarette, something.
But anything,
like.
Anything. Anything,
anything.
When the last time you sent $10 to somebody to grab lunch, right?
Yeah.
I mean, nowadays, people are us as women, we give out so much to these men, and then it'd be the girls who don't be giving out nothing. That they run behind, that they date, that they give money to, that they end up wifing up. But while we're out here, I think us as some women, we have sex so freely. You get what I'm saying?
Then
the man feels as if, I don't have to really do nothing for it, but the one they really want, they chasing, so they dating, and they doing all these things for them. So,
and I ain't doing no booty injections, none of that, to get no man.
Independent women. Wait, you said, what about booty
injections? I ain't doing no booty injections, no none of them hip things or whatever the people doing to get the man.
That's what they want you to do, but see if they paying for it. But no, the only thing about that is, it's no sense, like, I feel like if a woman decides to enhance her body, it's to be a choice that she made.
It's personal.
It's no sense enhancing your body for a man, because right now, every 8 to 10 women literally have the same body shape.
So
the only thing that'll make you different from any other woman who has the same Coca-Cola bottle shape is that either you're light skin, you're dark skin, you have certain features that are not commonly seen within most communities, especially that community, as far as natural colored eyes, natural straight or curly hair, you know, freckles or mold. So you had to spend money to enhance yourself just to get a man to look at you. He'll have sex with you with that same shape you got, but then he'll leave you and go to the woman who also has the same exact shape take her out to dinner, ask her if her kids got school clothes. Christmas around the corner. Mm-hmm. Ask her if all her kids got, you know what I mean, pay her bills. But I also noticed that a lot of men are, I want to say, afraid, in my opinion, of independent women.
Yes.
This is why we have the hardest time holding down a man. And it's not about being stuck up. It's not about being uppity. It's not about looking at a man and telling him, I don't need you. But yes, I don't need you, but I want you.
Right.
It's a different thing. Because, see, when you met me, I already had all of me and then some. All I'm asking is if you come to this table, at least plot and match, or at least
enhance.
I want you to bring the table to the table. I'm sorry.
The table to
all I'm saying is I haven't been working in a long time now that I got myself a little bit together. The only thing I'm thinking about now is that you don't have to have it all, but you have to have the hustle enough to want it. You have to have the want.
You have to have it all, but you at least have to have the basics.
Right.
Well, not only that, like, you have to understand.
The home that counts. It's having the home to me. Yep. That counts. Yep. Not because you can build a home in your home. A lot of people don't realize, a lot of people who have furniture in their homes, a lot of them shop at antique shops and Goodwill and what you call those thrift stores, and they rebuild what they have. This is why a lot of people have more money than most people because they don't go out, they don't automatically go and buy new furniture. Or they don't run earrings and things like that.
The shade room had that post on that. The spirit attendant was trying to be funny. Was like, girl, go ahead and put that Louis bag on top. You find spirit. Well, I think that's smart. That's how she was able to afford her Louis bag if somebody ain't barked for.
Right.
Why not be? I feel like a lot of us women, if more of us women bond together and start building together,
and not only step their game up, because, you know, if we give them the little rope, they'll do, if you, like you say, if you give somebody an inch, sometimes they'll take a mile. And then also too, you have to understand this about a man. It's in their content and character of the man. If the man has a character to want to do and have the spirit of wanting to do right, well, I will tell you that.
Man, if you ever look at, I know the men I've dealt with who haven't been loved by their moms or have been had like trouble growing up as far as love and family. And you know, as tight as we get, and you know, we always get together. I don't care if we'll see each other in years or whatever, but it's still that tight bond.
Right.
And a lot of men that I've dealt with who don't have that tight bond don't know how to love. So you asking them for something they don't even know how to do.
Right.
So,
you know, you got to teach them everything.
You got to teach them, but then you got to be also willing to go through it with them, because while they're not loving you, they're showing love or affection to other people at the same time. So it's really, it's a lot. Like, to be in a relationship or even try to put your hands around a relationship is way harder than raising teenage kids in Atlanta. So I don't even have time. You know, it's like Chinese man. You can be as nasty as you want to be with this man. You think y'all are dealing with it because he can do whatever he likes. You can bring somebody else in. You can turn gay. You can do whatever you want to do. And this man still will go out and sleep with somebody else. It don't even really matter.
Or I'll take another woman who will do none of those things for him seriously versus the sacrifices that you've made for him. And he just looked at her like, I didn't make you. You chose to. So now you're sitting there, you feeling dumb because you feel like you did this out of love. You feel like you did this for the man that you love, not really. You all you did was feed his appetite, so that way when he go get with the next woman, he's straight. He don't need none of that now.
And not only that, as women for a long time, we have been sacrificing and compromising with shit that we ain't got no business for a long time. And we stop sacrificing and be straight up with you guys, it'd be a whole different ball game out here.
When I'm genuinely feeling the love, you're gonna get it back. You're gonna get it and then some.
You're gonna get it back and more than 10 times 4. Yeah, 10 times 4. And that's the thing about it is that I guess now I used to be on something like, you know, I don't wanna deal with nobody, or let me just deal with this one person, and it lasts maybe like 2 months. twice, and then you back out there in the game again, because now you realize that y'all don't have nothing in common. When he gets upset, he can't handle his shit. You know, certain things that you know that won't work in your household, you won't see it until, you know, 2 or 3 months later after you done been spending time with this dude, or a dude that say he loves you, and then all of a sudden now the nigga don't want you no more.
Right.
And we have females that we don't blast them, and see, if we don't blast these men get away with it with every other woman they deal with. Okay, you did this to her. I don't feel that's cool. But us as women, if we bonded together more, these men will be stopped. A lot of these men will be stopped. See, they can even play in friends. They're asleep with 2 or 3 friends because they know we as women, we've been stopped bonding. We've been in competition. So now that we're in competition, shit, I can hit all your friends up. I can see what all the people you deal with, because all y'all in competition.
Right.
They find that weak sense, and they run with it. And that's one thing about us women. If we start building each other up and leave these men and start coming together as women and start raising our kids and doing shit we supposed to do as mothers, that this whole relationship shit would be shit that we don't even think about.
Well, not only that, it'll come to a point, well, I even saw just recently, there was 2 single mothers. They both, you know, they both went through it. The husband left them or whatever, the boyfriend, whatever. These 2 women were like, you know, let's put our differences aside. We both got bills to pay. We both got children to take care of. And they went and got a house, and they slept, you know, they live in the same house. They're not lesbians, you know. So they actually helping each other out. They literally now are dating other women. They dating men, so they don't have to worry about the babysitter. They don't have to worry about, you know, they working together. You know, so it's not impossible.
It'll take 2 real women to say, hey, we trying to achieve X, Y, Z. And for them to live amongst each other with the kids and all, look how grand that'd be if y'all went to 1 household paying $1,500 rent a mortgage. When everybody's separately, that you know paying that much separately now.
Yes. I am.
My sister right here in the 80s doing the same thing.
Here I am.
That's by myself.
So, yeah, my rent ain't as high as y'all, but here I am as well paying
I'm saying the thing about it is that we so used to not getting together. That's why I say whenever I can compliment or encourage women, anything, it's all about getting their hands straight. You know, as far as just thinking about yourself, think about yourself first and everything else will fall in place later. I used to run out here and always be worried about a man, whether or not this is going to happen, but just I was so focused on the man, I still ain't caught. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
It never ends up working out, so now I just put all my energy into myself. But like you said, if we as women would have ever done 2 friends ever get together, but see, we get into competition, we get into talking to other people about what you got going on inside your household, so it's so hard to make that work.
Right.
Know? As far as 2 females, you guys would have to be real raw, and that both of you guys would actually have to be in the same place.
Right, but that's important. Address the fact that you said that we get into competition. You can't get into a competition with somebody that you genuinely, really, you know what I mean, have a connection with, or y'all both. You know what I mean? If a person wakes up one day and all of a sudden, you're their competitor, y'all were never friends. And
right.
Then female, 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 and female, male, and male, you have to think about it. You know, competition, competitiveness don't happen overnight. This is something that's built.
This is something
that's driven within you. You know what I mean? So this is why as females, this is why so many females don't click up with females, because you'll have one genuine female like, yo, that's my dog, that's my girl, I'll do anything for her, while her homegirl like, shit.
She I ain't doing. Yeah.
To tell her, you know what I mean? Then you think to yourself like, damn, how's she supposed to be a girl? But that's how you feel. That's where the competition comes in, because it's like, damn, I thought we was both trying to eat off the same plate but eat on our own portion.
No, it's not. But the interesting thing is that you got to know and understand that there are certain type of friends. You have friends that are just fair weather friends that's there just for a certain season. And you look at those friends and say, okay, this is what the face value is worth. And after that season is over, you move on. Then you got friends that's going to ride or die.
you know, bust some windows out the car, whatever you got to do. You know, they'll hold it down. They'll be like, okay, if we got to eat ramen noodles for the next 2 weeks, we're going to do that. You got those kind of female friends.
Why would you have any other friends other than that? Just to click up? Just to have somebody to say that you can do what with? My whole thing is I don't even entertain those type of friendships. And if it's not going to be when I call you and you're ready to ride, or if I stay in Atlanta and you stay in South Carolina and something just happened, I need my kids from school and I'm somewhere else, you won't take that 3 or 4 hour drive to pick up my kids. It's like there's no reason for me and you to even talk. Like, I can definitely go out. I can go out to a bar by myself and meet 5 or 10 females and with myself at the bar. I don't need to go up with nobody else. But the thing when I say when you call somebody your friend or y'all in sisterhood, it's supposed to be flat line. Like, it ain't no in between. Ain't no gray area. It's black or white. The same stuff I can tell you, you should be able to tell me. If I'm messing up or fucking up, I'm not on my grind. I want to encourage my sisters. I want to encourage them to do better. I want all of us to eat the same, but them to eat better. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
If you don't have that mentality as a friend, as a friendship, as a group, it ain't never going to balk. It'll always be something that's going to be off. No matter what. We tried this before. Listen. It has been all of us, me, Tasha, and Georgia, sitting right in here today, right now. And we've tried to incorporate other people, and that has been definitely something that has been like a big issue with us, you know?
Well, you know what? Keep your circle tight. You know, at the end of the day, you only need two, even the Bible say when 2 or 3 gather. He ain't say 50. He ain't say 10. You know what I'm saying?
What you say? Just not repeat that.
I said, even the Bible says when 2 to 3 right. gather, 2 or 3. He ain't say 50.
Gather, right?
Yeah, you know, 2 or 3, that's all you need. And, you know, to be that's honest with you, my close friends, we don't even live in the same state. Like you said, we don't live in the same state, same city. I'll tell you no lie, straight up, I got a girl live all the way in Chicago. When I told her I was getting ready to go under for surgery, you tell me she wasn't on the plane. No questions. Okay. That's my friend. I know for a fact.
See, that's your sister.
Yes. She flew from Chicago to Raleigh, made sure I was straight.
Right.
And we met later on in life. We didn't meet when I was playing on the playground 3 years old, 10 years old, mm-hmm. high school.
What do people say? Time don't mean nothing. It's about what you do for a person that bonds you together. It's about the things y'all share and the times y'all share. See, that's real. But
yeah.
You have friends. I know you have friends that you grew up with that ain't even called and said
nothing. Mm-mm. No, ma'am. And some of them I don't even see or talk to
right.
or even care to talk to. We ain't even on that level.
Right. Think about if you had something going on. My whole thing is think about if you was starting the birthday party. Everybody that you know gonna come, them your friends. That's it.
Yeah.
The people, if you say you're throwing a birthday party outside of where y'all stay at and these people come, them the only friends you got right there. That's the quickest way to find out your friends, whether or not they support you, whether or not you can call. If they sell the sunglasses for $25 and they buy one for $25 and don't ask you for a discount.
Okay.
That'd be the thing.
Okay. And you know what? It's funny you say that because there's times where I've had things and they'll call me and say, you know, I can't make it, Erica, but I'm going to send you X, Y, and Z. You know,
right.
Or, you know, something came up, I'm not going to be able to make it, or what have you. It just still supporting us, you know, one way, shape, or form. You know what I mean?
I look at whoever that girl named, who is that girl that runs Native Town? And I wanted to speak on her because whoever runs Native Town, that girl was a force in the Orangeburg community, okay?
Okay.
I've never seen so many people buy so many t-shirts and hoodies from where I'm from. I ordered a hoodie the other day. I've seen so many people supporting this girl. And I was like, okay, well, I didn't even know she was from Orangeburg. And I've seen this shirt everywhere on Instagram.
Who is she?
Orangeburg, South Carolina. Badger. I can't think of her last name, but shout out to her because whoever she is, she's a doggone force. Like, whoever runs Native Talk is a force to be reckoned with, and her hustle is strong as ever. Like, that's what I'm saying. We need to figure out who we need to be linking up.
Right, and supporting her, absolutely. Shout out to Native Tongue. Shout out to Native Tongue.
2 months ago, I had that making point with friends. Yep. Like, that's my thing. Like, I'm at a point in my life where I don't just meet people to say I know this
person or I met this person. I need people for a purpose, and that purpose either some type of to gain some type of wisdom and knowledge from you, to pick up a trade or something from you, or even me be an angel to you myself. But if it's not, if the purpose of me meeting you is not in any of those categories, hey, how you doing? Nice to meet you. It was nice talking to you, and I'm gone. I don't want to exchange social medias. I don't want to exchange numbers or none of that, because we take in a lot of people in our life and don't realize the more people we take in, the more negative energy we are consuming.
Yeah.
And I have to learn over the years, because I love people. So I have a big heart. I do a lot of people. But I always find myself doing things to people that people would have never dreamed
to do for you.
Or even paid or even prayed for God for me and my children. So
yeah.
I have to learn to back up and accept the world that I'm living in. So now that I accept the world and I'm woke and I'm conscious about the world that I'm living in, I only want to meet people who want to be genuine enough to help another person. This world could live and move so much better if people learn to pay it forward. If someone genuinely does something for you, why not find someone else that you can genuinely do something for and pay it forward? People don't want to do that anymore. Everybody is about receiving. Nobody wants to give, because everybody thinks giving is a bad thing. My thing is giving is a good thing, especially when you give from your heart. Because everybody faces hardships. I don't care who you are or how much money you have or the color of your skin. Because you're a human, we all face hardships, and that is where our blessings come in. But if you don't sow those seeds, you will never get them. And people do not understand it. And it's the little things. People think going out here and donating $10,000 is going to show you a blessing or a bigger blessing. No, you can genuinely see a mother and family dollar, a dollar short, away from buying her baby a pack of Pampers. How about pay for the Pampers and let her keep that money?
Right.
Probably do something else for that baby.
Amen.
That'll give you a bigger blessing than blessing somebody with $10,000.
Right, because it came from the heart. It's the matters of the heart. You know, I often tell people, because I meet different people from different walks of life, and I take in things, and a lot of people say, oh, white girls don't go through this shit that black girls go through. That's not true. They go through the same things we go through. You know, they might handle it a little bit differently than we do sometimes. And then sometimes I'm like, wow, they did worse than I did. Ooh, you did what, girl? Okay, you're on probation now? Okay, I'm glad you made bail, you know. Then on top of that.
Exactly, you know, like I'm glad you made bail, but now you know this is going to be a long process in your life. Like I always teach my kids, because, you know, kids, they like to envy other children according to what these kids tell them that they have and things like that, or the homes and cars that they see these kids' parents driving. And I always tell my kids, believe it or not, even people with money have their own issues. Like I tell my children, think about the celebrities. They pay hundreds of people at a time to be in their camp, to dress them, watch over them, and all of that. But a lot of these people, they don't know. They're paying strangers. So when things don't work out, then you try to think to yourself, well, how all of this celebrity business got into the news? Duh. Because they were only there to get one thing. And when that one thing that they went for didn't work out or it ran out, now it's time to do dirt. Like I tell my children, everybody in every tax bracket has issues.
Yes.
Some cover it better than others. Some handle it better than others. Me personally, I thank God that I do live in a middle to lower class, because
you're comfortable.
That I don't have money issues. Not only am I comfortable, but I know people that are around me are genuinely around me for the benefit of me.
Right.
Not the benefit of what I could probably do for them, or who I can put them in contact with, or what can I give them.
I'm at the point in my life where you say, like, you know, I want to live comfortable, and I want to, you know, allow people to say, you know, open up my home and say, take a seat at the table. You know, I support you, you know, come, let's have coffee, you know, hey, how's it going? You know, just, I, a lot of times I don't even know a person, and I'll have just a small conversation with them. And you don't know, sometimes that conversation is so significant that it changes lives, you know? So I'm with you on that. Like, you know, at the end of the day, money cannot buy you happiness. And that's why I like Cardi B. Let me tell you, Cardi B, like, she put it out there.
No, I don't like Cardi B, because Cardi B said, you fuck them, then I get some money. She backwards now. She been telling them girls backwards shit.
Or did you say fuck them and then... And look, we ain't make that shit. Cardi, if Cardi B, if you listening,
she's
well, like she even said if she could take away like the extra stuff, she can just, because she enjoys what she does. She's mentioned that. She said, you know, even with her thing kicking off her line with Fashion Nova and all that, this is like a dream come true for her. But she has clearly and literally said, if I can get rid of all the other bullshit, I'm good. She said that if I can just get away from the limelight, and that's, you know, unfortunately, it's hard for her to do that now because she's so famous, but... I like her because she was honest with that. She was straight up.
Hold on. I don't think that's necessarily true to escape the limelight, because you have to look at a lot of successful men and women, black and white, Indonesian, purple, green, in the industry, who have never been in the limelight. Who have went through things that we never... how can I say it? She's in the limelight because she's known for being raunchy. She's known for being who she is, and everything she's ever been through in life, even with her husband and all this, well, her ex was soon to be ex-husband, and all the cheating that they put that out there. See, it's the same thing with Jay-Z and Beyonce. Everybody
said, yeah, they put that out there.
But it took for that man to make an album to let it be known that, yes, all this time I've been cheating on my wife. But nobody knew. Everybody can always speculate, you know what I mean? Because it's the industry. But nobody knew. So that's why I say, you know what I mean? As far as being in the limelight, you in the limelight according to how you put yourself out there and what you put yourself out there.
And, you know, I think Cardi B got so big so quick. She got so big so quick until I think she kind of, like, you know, lost control of that. And she trying to get that back. Yeah, natural. She natural.
Yeah.
And that's real. I like the natural raw shit. Don't give me no fake stuff.
Yeah, but even if, I mean, I like Cardi B and all. I just say that, you know, she's going through what she's going through. But, you know, it takes a strong woman, you know, even if it's, I don't know if it's publicity or not. But it's good to see. I'm not going to say it's good to see that, you know, they go through the same things we go through. But it's according to how you handle yourself. Me, you know, I definitely understand, like, you don't need to give up a man once he cheats and stuff like that. But my whole thing is, like, once you're going to be good. Because if you can take yourself away from my home and insert yourself in another woman, not knowing what he may bring back, what she may bring back to me, then you don't even love me as a friend.
That's why,
even though I try to build friendships with the dudes I talk to, it still is a, to be honest with you guys.
You preaching the gospel.
It still ends up being the same thing.
Yeah.
I've tried this and I've done it so many different ways, trying to be friends. I've had sex before, you know, we even built the friendship. You know, different, just trying to see what works. It's not a book for this shit. You definitely have to have somebody who loves you like you love yourself.
Right. You know, it's funny you say that because
I don't want to do that because I definitely don't want to hurt my girl.
Right.
Self love, and I mean real self
right.
good with you. People think they have self-love, but once you find it, there's a different type of life out here.
Well, you know what? That's big of you to even say that, because it's females out here that won't even admit to that shit. And, you know, it's funny because I got two boys in, and that's always my constant thing. Like, who I just brought my kids around? Like, you know,
right.
You know, what you doing?
What damage? Did that
yes.
person do to my kids?
Yes.
And that's what was the issue.
Yeah.
And that was the issue for me. Like I said, and I remember telling my mom, I never have another man live in, move in, or be around my kids until I fucking know for real.
Right.
And I told my mama that when I came back from D.C., I apologized to my mom and my daddy. It's been a lot of things that I've been hiding from them, pretending like I'm not doing, thinking I'm living, I'm pretending like I'm living a certain type of lifestyle when actually deep inside I was dying.
Mm.
Like, until you find yourself, you're not going to be good for nobody else. But I live different. I taste different. My heart is different. Like, I started living 3 years ago.
Yeah.
I literally just started living.
Well, guess what? I just started living maybe a year ago. A little over a year ago now. And I'm still healing. And I'm still, like, evolving. You know, because a lot of people like, what the hell? You know, sometimes, you know,
right.
you go through stuff. And like you say, you start to live and you got to let that stuff go. And you got to be yourself, and you got to be true to your own self. Be true to your own self. Right. You know, so.
And let me tell you, that's why I'm so free to be who I am around my mom. When I put a stick on damn line on Snapchat, whatever I put on Snapchat, my mama can see, it's like I can be myself around everybody now.
Right.
Like, it ain't no closed bars to nobody. And my parents were the person, people that I wanted to please the most.
Oh,
friends.
Yeah,
one,
yeah. Well, Courtney, it's funny you say that, because I had that conversation with my parents over the holidays. And no lie, real talk. I told them, I said, you know, it's been times where I did stuff to please you guys. And y'all don't really know, it's like y'all don't really know who I really am. Like, it's a lot of stuff. Like, you know, and I can't live for you guys. I have to live for myself. You know, nobody has a heaven or hell to put me in at the end of the day. If I do something that I know that wasn't right, guess who got to deal with that shit? Me.
And see, and the thing about it, you grew up in way more of a strict Christian household. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about my parents went to church and they believed first it was a Canaan hall, but to be able to say, hey, I do this, I do that, being able to have the conversations I have with my mom and my dad, just being able to be off the bat, you know, it's different. It just feels different. Like, you know, you overcome once everybody is really able to know your truth.
Right.
Once you're able to tell your truth to everybody, and you don't have to be, your friends come around, you don't have to be fake. You know
right.
what I'm saying? You can act, look how you act around now, around everybody you get around. I never was able to do that.
It's funny y'all say that, because I teach that to my daughter. My oldest, she's 15. She'll be 16 in July.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, for about 9 months, we went through a lot. And that was because she wasn't herself, and she felt like she had to do things to please me. She had to do things to please her boyfriend. She also had to do things to please her peers. So the whole entire time, she was self-crashing. And I was steady trying to explain to her, like, if you just be you, forget how somebody else is going to judge you. People will judge you for being you because they don't know how to be them.
Mm.
So now that I teach my daughter the importance of self-love, I teach my daughter the importance of being herself, I can honestly say within the last 45 days, and this is how much change, like I said, I've been going through some things with my daughter for 9 months, but within the last 45 days, my daughter has done a completely 360, because she has learned to go in that mirror and love herself.
Exactly.
She has learned to go in that mirror and
affirmations.
Accept herself that, yes, we all have flaws. So like I tell her, don't hang around people who make you think they don't do no wrong, because, baby, they lying. And
yes.
if you stand too close, God going to strike you and them. Everybody
yes.
has flaws. It's how you present your flaws to someone else for them to say, okay, I'm going to help you with this. I'm going to get through this. I will accept this with you, because that's a part of you. If everybody is trying to wear a mask and don't realize at the end of the day, you still have to take that mask off. And the people that's in your life when you take that mask off are those closest to you, maybe your children, your family. It can even be, you know, street family.
Yeah.
But the importance of being who you are and knowing that people around you love you enough to accept.
And you know what? You mentioned a good, you just key point right here at the end of the day. You don't have to be blood to be loved. You don't have to be my blood sister. You don't have to be my blood brother. You don't have to be my blood mother, you know, whatever. Love is love. And family is family.
I'm at one of my brother's house right now. And I
got
my sisters with me.
You know, so I'm with you on that 110%. And like you said, you did the right thing with your daughter, you know, teaching her that self-love. And I work with a lot of children, not only now, but even in the past. And man, you'll be surprised how they down on themselves. They stressed, you know, kids.
And, but that comes also from the parents. You see, I never wanted to be one of those parents that I live my dreams through my daughters. Like I told my daughters, I had my time.
Right.
I chose what I chose during my time, and I still got my time. Yep. I want you to do what makes you happy. I tell my daughters, if you decide to walk in here today, one girl on the arm and a boy on the other arm, then all I'm going to say to you is, honey, that's a dangerous world. Protect yourself and be honest with the both of us. I'm not going to stop loving you. I'm not going to turn my back on you, and I'm not going to hide you from the world because of who you chose to be.
Right.
I did my part raising you. I showed you what I could show you. I taught you what I can tell you, you know, teach you. And, you know, I let you learn. I hope that you learn and you soak up everything. Now, once you hit the streets of what you do, what you learn, it's now your business. I got your back, but I just want you to know this is, you know what I mean, these are your consequences. So, and that's why these kids are so different than us.
Yeah.
Because also when we were younger, we were way more supportive of our friends than the way these kids. The only way these kids support each other is when they're doing things they ain't got no business. But as far as saying, girl, look, okay, you done cut school all last week. Girl, I'm Matt Patch. You coming to school. Tell that nigga you got to come to school. Ain't no cutting school. That's how we were back in the day. These kids are not like that with each other. They would rather lie and try to get in that person's place than to say to that person, look, you my dog, or I like you, or I think you're a really smart person. They don't do that. Come on, let's go to school. All right, you cut on last week. You have fun. You enjoyed yourself. All right, you done missed some stuff. You know, math testing is coming up. Before you know it, it's going to be spring break. During spring break, every state start getting a state tested. You need to get back in your book. They don't have that.
Right.
But they don't have that in these teachers either.
Yeah, that's a whole nother story. I'm going to tell y'all, I really, really, really appreciate this. We ain't make this ish up, because not only did we not make this ish up, but we even talking about life, things that have occurred in our lives, and not only just our lives, but people's lives. But we are being honest and transparent, and that's the thing that people are looking for. People like, dang, I can relate. You know what I'm saying? And that's one thing, too.
Right.
Like, you know, I don't want to talk to nobody if you like, oh, I never heard of that before. What do you mean? Like, are you living? Hello?
Right.
Like, what's going on? But I do appreciate
people,
you guys.
When people say things like that, those are the people that exist. There are different people in the world. You have those that live. So because you live, you've seen things, you've experienced things, you've heard things, you know, or you know things based on someone else's seeing and experience. Then you have those people that's existing and they're just there. So they're oblivious to what real life is because they were either born with a silver spoon in their mouth, you know, or they just don't care. And they have people in their world that instead of them making them accountable for the things that they don't care about, because when you get this real world don't love nobody and it don't own nobody nothing. They just let them be. They just it.
So, ladies, just to wrap up really quick. Yes. Right.
Think about the situation you in, maybe be with your kids, your man, your friend, and especially for the single women and mothers who are out here. It's nothing. nothing wrong with having a man, but it's how it's the man that you have in your life and the man that you have around your children. You always yeah. have to put them first at the moment because they care and see everything, and especially when for women who have sons. They apply what they see, how a man, how they teach their mother. So I don't expect less than nothing. I'll be honest with you.
When it comes I know to that's how right.
You got to open doors because I have three daughters. So my daughters are watching it. Right. My daughters are the same way. Yes, you must open doors. And it's nothing wrong with that because what I also receive, I also give. But as a woman, I know how I'm supposed to be treated. And right. I know how I want to treat my man. But
and your girls, they need to see that black love. They need to see the black love, you know? They need to see the right. black love. They don't think it exists in our community, but we do. We love each other. We can love each other and yes, respect each other, you know? You're right. You're absolutely right. I do thank you guys for being on Brown Girl Table Talk. This is our segment. We didn't make this ish up. We don't have time to make ish up. This is real talk. Love it or leave it. That's all I can say about it. Thank you all. Thank you all so much.
Thank you. Welcome. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Brown Girl Table Talk. If you're interested in being on Brown Girl Table Talk, please feel free to reach out to me on any social media outlet, or you can go to our website at bgtt.onuniverse.com. Again, that's bgtt.onuniverse.com. Thank you. Looking forward to hearing from you.
Brown Girl Table Talk is not intended to replace any mental health service of any kind. If you're looking for assistance, we can point you in the right direction. Take care.